This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The back-and-forth trade war between the world's two largest economies, U.S. and China, continues, with U.S. President Trump threatening to impose even more tariffs on Chinese exports, as much as $325 billion on top of the $200 billion already impacted. U.S. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said Sunday that President Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if he cannot reach a trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both presidents are scheduled to meet later this month at the Group of 20 meeting in Japan. Mnuchin said that we've stopped negotiating with the next steps depending on Mr. Trump's meeting with Xi in Osaka at the G20 Summit of Leaders of Major Economies, June 28th and 29th. The governing body for World Track and Field has said that a ban on Russian athletes is being extended amid concerns that the country was backsliding on reforms to its anti-doping programs. The International Association of Athletic Federations said on Sunday that Russia had another 3 months to demonstrate it was making progress in cleaning up drug monitoring systems. If it does not, clean Russian athletes would be required to compete under a neutral, non-Russian flag at the World Championships that begin in September in Qatar. Rune Anderson, who heads the organization task force overseeing Russian compliance, said Russia had made older samples of athletes' tests available. Gunfire caused panic in the streets of downtown Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital, Sunday. And at least one person was reportedly killed as thousands protested against government corruption there. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There have been uprisings in China over an entirely different issue, Reuters' Zachary Goldman explains.
Protesters clashed with police in Hong Kong in the early hours of Monday as several hundred demonstrators tried to force their way into the city's parliament. Images show police waving batons and deploying a water cannon. The scuffles came hours after hundreds of thousands of protesters had marched peacefully through the city to protest against a new potential law which would allow Beijing to extradite Hong Kong suspects to mainland China for trial.
No China extradition!
No China extradition!
The demonstrations were the biggest against the Chinese government in at least 15 years.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. U.S. President Trump on Sunday said that for many years, Mexico has not been cooperative to curb the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. He said he believes a new agreement will alleviate the problem. The U.S. leader warned, however, that if for some unknown reason Mexico does not stop the flow of Central American migrants heading north to the U.S., Washington can resume the tariffs on Mexican goods, but he said he didn't think that would be necessary. VOA's Michael Bowman has reaction.
For Central American migrants, a perilous journey to the United States is expected to become even more difficult. Some say they will not be deterred.
You can close the border. You can build 1,000 walls, and 1,000 walls will be crossed by land, by air. They're always going to get in. Donald Trump can do whatever he wants.
Migrant arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border are surpassing 100,000 a month, including record numbers of families and unaccompanied minors. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A lawyer for a prominent Russian journalist detained on drug charges has filed a complaint with the country's top investigative body, saying that police used violence against him while in custody. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Ivan Golovanov was taken to a Moscow court after he complained of feeling poorly in police custody. During the hearing, he denied being involved with drugs. Following his release, one of Golovanov's lawyers filed a complaint, saying police used violence against him while in custody, which they deny. Police are alleging they found 4 grams of a synthetic stimulant in Golovanov's backpack, but many journalists suspect the arrest was retribution for his investigative reporting. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B.